welcome in our next 2018 inductee.
This is a guy that's synonymous with coaching, multiple sports, a lot of success. And I've heard your name many, many times over the years, Coach, but never got a chance to meet you. Bob Pacey, class of 2018, and congratulations, Bob.
Thank you very much.
It's got to be a pretty emotional weekend for you here.
It is, very much so. I'm very sorry I missed last night, but we had a game, and we tried to move it. Weather is killing us up in Cleveland, as I'm sure it is here, so couldn't move it anywhere. We did win the game. That was good news. But next week we go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. The following week we go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So we got our work cut out for us in the next 2 weeks.
You've been coaching for many years. What keeps driving you?
I've growing up in Farrell, learned at a very young age that there's something special about being an athlete, being taken part of things. And I got my first job out of Gannon right away, and I just kind of enjoyed doing things that people didn't think that we could do. Motivating kids in a little bit more than just playing a sport, just being a little bit better person, a little bit better people, and having goals in mind. That's why I went into guidance. I thought that would be synonymous with coaching, and I've enjoyed it, and I'm still having fun at it. I was out of it for a couple of years. My wife battled leukemia back in 2015, and I resigned from Twinsburg after 27 years. We were in treatment. She passed away later that year in 2015, and so I was out of it for a couple of years, and I had an opportunity to get back this year at it, and I kind of jumped at it, and I've enjoyed it. Again, the drive is still there. I still get the butterflies in my stomach, and when the game's over, I feel like I'm 90 some nights. last night was one of those. The team was 2-21 last year. It was a very tough year for them, and coach stepped down. Ironically, the athletic director at school played for me in Twinsburg, and not only that, he's my son-in-law. So I did get a call and ask, and so I obviously accepted, and we're 9-2 right now. We're on a little bit of a run, and when I got a text from Jim last night asking what we won last night, I was in bed like at 10:15. Last night was one of those nights I felt like I was 90, but we were practicing this morning at 9, so I can get here early enough to do whatever I needed to do here.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, looking at your career, well over 500 wins as a coach in a lot of different places. How do you stay in it as long? You mentioned you still have the drive, the butterflies, but there's so much more that goes with being a coach to win 500 games, and you're still doing it today. Tell us a little bit about
lucky.
That road.
You know, I've had kids that bought into what we wanted to do in our system. I've had good, you know, parent support. I've had an athletic director in each of the stops I was at that supported what we were trying to do, and I've had fun. I really enjoy. My favorite sport growing up in high school was baseball. I enjoyed whenever we got beat in basketball. I was in the batting cages the very next day with our baseball teams for 20-some years. Ironically, I really enjoyed coaching football. We tinkered around with a lot of different things. This new spread offense, I couldn't handle that. But, we used to, back in the 80s, we used to script 10, 15 plays in the first quarter run just to see what other teams would do against us, and I love that. I love that aspect of the challenge. So I just, at Trinity, where my second stop was at, and also at Twinsburg, I was an assistant football coach. One of the football coaches was my assistant. Also the baseball coach. So we kind of coached and we kind of helped each other out. And it made for us to have the kids who were good enough to play in two or three sports actually play in two or three sports.
And that's a challenge today. It really is a challenge, and you probably see that now, but having guys connected to all the different teams and coach with each other, that's something special to have.
Without a doubt. I personally think there's too much specialty going on right now, and it kind of hinders someone. You know, to have a ninth grader stop playing one thing, or a 10th grader, because he thinks he's going to go get be the next LeBron James or be the next Barry Bonds or whatever. I think it's wrong for the kids. And I personally like to step back in football, like step back in baseball, and have them hear someone else and get the discipline from them. So I've been blessed, and I've been healthy, and I think that all goes along with it.
We're talking with Bob Pacey, one of the inductees to the class of 2018. Bob, you grew up in Farrell, and basketball, Farrell, synonymous. What wore off on you being around in that environment that made you the coach you are today?
There's a very funny story about that, and I'll be honest with you. I wasn't good enough to play for Coach Mack, and it was if someone would ask if I could have one thing that I haven't been able to get, it would be that just play one game for Coach Mack. I played in the summer. I played in his leagues, but when it got down to it, just a couple of things happened that don't need to be mentioned now. But anyhow, I went to Gannon, and we had a little fraternity group. When I was a freshman, walking through the gym, it was a free throw shooting contest. I was on the baseball team. I tried out. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play baseball. I had ambitions to play in the Cape Cod League. I was a catcher. That was my first love. Anyhow, shot free throws, made quite a few. That particular day, someone on the JV team got injured, basketball team. Where are you from? Shoot free throws like that all the time? I said, I guess. I don't know. I'm from Farrell. Farrell. Hey, we got a spot. Well, I played on the JV team at Gannon without even playing on the varsity team at Farrell. The story goes on. I'm in pre-law. My wife, who I met at Farrell, was a year behind me. She's at Mercyhurst. So I graduate in 68. We have another year to go before we plan on getting married. And she's saying, what are you going to do with this year? I planned on being in a fraternity house and enjoying it. She wanted me to go find a job somewhere. So I went to my counselor, and I said, you know, what can I do this year? He said, I got a student teaching position for you. Why don't you try it out? And, you know, I know law school's down the road, but let's just see where this leads you. You have a year. I said, okay, no problem. I went to the interview. Like this, principal sitting in front of me, and he looks at me. I had no resume. I just had my college, whatever it's called.
Transcript.
So he looks at it, and I was glad he didn't look at my GPA. Because he actually asked me, I see you're from Farrell. I said, I am, sir. Could you coach our basketball team? I said, I would love to coach your basketball team. Got up from the table. He came back in, and he had a contract on the table. And I said, is this a student teaching? Is this what you do? He goes, no, we're going to hire you. We'll take care of the student teaching in addition to that. So I got hired.
Wow.
We had a good year. Plus my future wife, was pretty excited because I went back to her, and I said, I'm going to be making money this year, sweetie. So one thing led to another, and I got another contract after that, and that was in 1969.
Wow.
That's just amazing. So being around the sport at Farrell, being from Farrell, going to those camps with Coach Mack, and just persevering, continuing to go and love the sport, led you to a road where, boom, I'm from Farrell, play JV basketball, I'm from Farrell, here's the contract, and look where you are now, 500-plus wins later.
My best friend, my wife was a cheerleader. My best friend was Bobby Kadelko, one of my best friends. His wife is a cheerleader. Bobby and I played at Farrell. We had a summer league. It was a 3-on-3 full court league. No officials. You just, Mac would call them, but you would invite people from other towns that come in. Like Sharon had one team, Charlottesville had one team, Hickory had one team, Greenville, they all had one teams. Farrell had about 10. You know, you don't allow one varsity player on a team, then you picked who you wanted. So Bobby, one senior year, he knew I wanted to go out, and I was preparing for it. So he had me play with him, and our other good friend, John Rogers Jaroski, was our third guy. So we're playing Sharpsville this one particular day, and John Rogers fouls out of the game. How you foul out of a summer league game, I have no idea. But Max said, you're out. So we're winning, but it's still the third quarter. And I'm not sure whether Bobby or I went to Coach Mack and said, Coach, we have two guys. What should we do? He said, boys, you have two choices. 3-on-2, you could quit, but you're from Farrell. Okay. We finished the game playing 3-on-2, and we ended up winning the game.
Wow.
So, I could say I did play for him one game.
There
it was in
go.
The summer. But I followed it. I was in the stands when they played Aliquippa and lost that game 100. Ira Ray, Julius. My dad took me to the Wilt Chamberlain game. I loved the symmetry of we still run a five-man weave.
Wow.
We play man-to-man. We're old school, but it's fun. It works, and it was a big influence on me. And it got me out of going to the Cape Cod League because I was making money.
What's the biggest change in the sport since you played it to now you've coached it for so many years? What's changed
guys
the
are,
most?
You know, specializing. The kids are so good right now, and AAU has changed a lot of things. It is causing kids to specialize and play only that. The kids are better. I mean, they're bigger, they're stronger. I mean, look at LeBron. I was at Five Star. I was one of the counselors or one of the commissioners at Five Star when he was there as a sophomore. And the things he did with the ball back then, but now you look at him, he can be a fullback, tight end, you know, the weight training and things like that. But kids are bigger, they're better because they play more. And it seems like it's in more of an up-and-down game. I know it is in Cleveland that way, and we haven't changed. I mean, there's certain things that I've believed in, that I've hung on to, and we stay old school. I mean, teams are playing 60s and 70-point games. We play in the 50s, and if we can, we still like to control the momentum. We still like to control the time of the game, and I don't like to get up and down a court.
So
like
I'm guessing you're not a fan of the discussion about the shot clock.
Believe it or not, I think it would help a team like me because we play on defense, and we're going to play 20, 25 minutes, and it gets down to the last, 5 or 6 seconds. We're up. If we're playing pretty good D, someone's going to throw up a shot, and we'll get a shot within that time, the shot that we want. But I vote for it every year in Ohio, believe it or not, even though I don't like the run and gun style, but I think it would help my team personally as a defensive team.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, going back to what you started with, and you talked about your success and players buying into your system, your system is the opposite of what today's glitz is about in
it
watching
is.
So it's not them buying in now, it's you selling your system. You must be a heck of a salesman to those kids to get them to play this kind of basketball when everybody's watching another kind of basketball.
It comes down to demands and expectations. I learned from a lot of good people. Coach Mack was the first one. Coach McCluskey, I mean, I never call him Coach Mack. The very first clinic I went to, I was introduced to Coach Knight when he was at West Point. I've developed a friendship with him still today. I started a letter. I penned a letter to him beginning of the year to let him know that I'm back in, and I would let him know where I was at. Monday when I go back to school, we're halfway through the year. I told him I'd let him know halfway how we're doing. But he said... he said a couple things that had nothing to do with his defense or his offense or anything like that, but things like you can alter your strategy, but you don't alter your principles. So there's certain principles that I've developed along the way, man-to-man defense, good help side, helping each other out, emotion offense. The team that I have right now, their former coach set plays. They had a number of set plays that they ran. And if you're scouted, well, and there are a lot of good coaches in the Cleveland area, and you take those plays away, then what happens? Well, the chance to be 2-21 happens. Yeah. That's what happens. Our kids in the system I have, I try to teach them what a good shot is, time and score, sharing the ball. Coach would always have four passes. I'd go by that. What we wanted to do right now, and we want to make the defense play defense on us. We want to get at the foul line. So those are all things that I demand and I expect. And so far, it's I don't know whether the gray hair or the 45 years or anything like that. And you know, they look at me like, man, we don't want him to have a heart attack here. We need to do this. So I don't know what it is, but I think I have my emotions on my sleeve. They see that I have a little bit of passion toward what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing, and I think it comes across, and that makes it easy to teach. Plus, I really enjoyed teaching before I got into counseling. Prior to being a counselor, anytime anyone asked what my occupation was, I never say coach. I mean, I'm a teacher, and the first day I'm on a court each year, I tell them, this is my classroom. This is where I teach right now. So we get that squared away right away.
Well, Bob Pacey, we congratulate you. We hope you enjoy the evening. It's a pleasure.
I'm sure I will.
You.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Nice to meet you. Yep.
All right, Bob Pacey.
Right. Thank you.
Great career as a coach in Ohio, athletic career in Farrell. Well, was golfer as well in his years, varsity golf back in 1963 in Farrell. Along with the others that we've talked to, Ray Palumbi, Tony Mastry, and Jimmy Clark. Tonight, Bob Pacey will be inducted into the Mercer County Hall of Fame.